What's up? Hello, listeners. Amber Smiles Jones here, and welcome to my first podcast broadcast. Damn, that rhymed. Okay, make sure you add me or follow me or whatever it's called on Anchor. Favorite me. And if you are hoping to visit the emergency room soon, I've got the reason you need right here. Obviously, the Tide Pod Challenge is the best way to purposely poison your body for views. Yay! You know, it's just crazy. You know what I mean? I have no idea why this is such a popular challenge. I'm sure many of you are aware of the stupid challenge trend known as the Tide Pod Challenge. Oh, and by the way, before I get into this, I do apologize for my voice. I am getting over this crazy cold, a bit congested, thus the sexy Barry White voice you're hearing over your devices currently. But anyways, so I'm sure all of you are aware of the Tide Pod Challenge, and people are actually eating Tide Pods as a challenge. And I gotta tell you, I'm worried about other trends that are headed our way. What's next? It's already 2018. We're like, what, 20 plus days in, and people are already eating poisonous gushers. I don't understand. But my question to you is, what's going to be the next challenge that comes up? Insert nails into your eyeball challenge. Grate your nipples with a cheese grater challenge. Like, is that what we're doing next? Let's do shots of bleach. Like, I can't believe I have to tell people not to eat laundry detergent. That doesn't make any sense to me, you know? And speaking of which, there is a video that I found on YouTube, and it is, it's an idiot eating laundry detergent. That's pretty much what it is. So I'm just going to let you guys hear some of it, and it's going to be like, what the fuck? If you want to see some of the video, it is in my latest YouTube video upload on my channel. It's called Professionally Silly. You can check it out right there if you would like. It'll be there on my YouTube channel. Okay, so this is the video right here. Take a listen.
There's an internet trend going around where people are eating Tide Pods, and I've actually never had a Tide Pod before, but they are so satisfying. They're squishy. They just feel good in your hands. I try to Google, like, how to eat a Tide Pod, and nothing really came up. All right, here we go.
That right there was the sound of an idiot eating poison. I have no idea why he thought that was a good thing to do. But I want to know what first-rate jackass thought this was a good idea. Eating Tide Pods can not only make you sick, but it can fucking kill you. Just biting into one can cause extreme vomiting and diarrhea, you know? Now, I don't know about you guys, but vomiting is bad enough, but diarrhea isn't shit to fuck with, pun intended. But why do people eat Tide Pods? That's the real question. Because millennials these days will do anything that they think will make them famous on the social media platforms. And I feel like Philip DeFranco said it best. Don't be stupid, stupid. Now stop doing shit just because it's a challenge. You know what else is a challenge? Healing your damaged body after digesting that poisoned pill. That's crazy. You don't want to do that, you know? Now, also, there's a well-known YouTuber named Glozell with over 4 million subscribers. She uploaded a video not only on her actually doing the Tide Pod Challenge, but overdoing the Tide Pod Challenge. She pretty much consumed about 2 or 3 of those things. I don't understand. And there is no PSA on her channel saying, don't do this, this can kill you. It's crazy, and I feel like as content creators, we have a responsibility to our young viewers or our young listeners, and certain things just shouldn't be done. Content creators are popular because we are more personable to the people who view or follow us on our social media platforms versus Beyonce. I'm sure she loves all of her fans, but she doesn't sit there and make, you know what, I'm gonna stop, because if I say anything that sounds wrong about Beyonce, I could be killed. And a long note, don't eat Tide Pods because they will kill you. Stop putting shit in your mouth that doesn't belong there. What's up? So as I mentioned before, I'm still new to Anchor. Had no idea you only have 5 minutes per episode. Now I know. Anyways, moving on, I want to try to re-explain my Beyonce comment earlier in the Tide Pod Challenge part one of this. Is that Beyonce is a mogul. She's a titan. She is her own empire. And these celebrities these days, that's normally what they are, which means that they're very, very super busy. So they don't always have time to make videos or pictures or things just for their followers or just for their supporters or just for their subscribers as social media content creators can. You know, you feel a little more you feel a little bit more a part of their everyday lives because, well, they show you their everyday lives. That's what I was trying to say. So if there are any Beyonce lovers out there, I didn't say nothing wrong. I love Queen B and I respect her. Please don't send any like dead animals to my crib. I would appreciate that. But as I was saying before, you know, I've never met Clozell before, so I won't judge her as a person. However, I am extremely disappointed in her decision to be part of a challenge as stupid as the Tide Pod Challenge, and has put so many kids and stupidly adults in the hospital. A lot of people have died doing this challenge, you know, so that's just kind of crazy to me. Anyways, YouTube took down the video that Clozell posted because it was... it violated YouTube's policy on harmful and dangerous content. I did put a few clips on my YouTube channel, Professionally Silly, the Tide Pod Challenge, and why it's dumb as fuck. That video is up, and you can check that out on my channel. Anyways, but I did notice that when Logan Paul showed a dead body on his video, and the thumbnail of his video, it wasn't removed until Logan Paul removed it himself. But YouTube took down Clozell's video, boom, quick. Didn't take no time. Now, do I think this had to do with, you know, YouTube ready to shut down black YouTubers before the white privileged YouTubers? I don't know. It may not be racially motivated, but sometimes, you know, you can't help but think that, you know. And I understand what it's like to need views, watch time, and new subscribers. However, I am not willing to co-sign poisoning my body or anyone else's. The Tide Pod Challenge is not the first deadly or dangerous challenge people have done on the internet, and it probably won't be the last. You know, did you guys forget about the dumbasses who set themselves on fire? You know, even the cinnamon challenge was dangerous. I actually did that challenge, side eye. But, you know, if you want to do some challenges, you know, let's do these challenges. You know what I'm saying? Let's do the graduate from high school challenge, the raise your credit score challenge, the make the dean's list challenge, the I only got $20 left on my EBT card till next month challenge, the drive while being black and not being pulled over challenge. You know, I don't want to toot my own horn, but beep beep, I completed all of those challenges, Hunty. Yes, I did. Anyway. Stop putting shit in your mouth that doesn't belong there. The only person who got famous doing that was Kim Kardashian. But too far? Nah, y'all don't give a damn. I don't care. I'm gonna leave y'all with this. Don't be stupid. Stupid? Thank you guys so much for listening. This is your girl, Amber Smiles Jones, Tide Pod Challenge Part 2. Make sure you guys favorite the station, and I will definitely be bringing more interesting and random contents to your lovely, beautiful ears. Thank you for listening to Professionally Silly, and make sure you check out my YouTube channel also, Professionally Silly. That way you get to see the beautiful chocolate goddess, you know, that's behind this sexy voice. All right, okay, I think I'll stop now. All right, guys, take it easy. Bye.
Amber Smiles Jones, congratulations. Big shout outs to you. Coming from Mo Smith, I got my own show along with Leah King. We call it Pretty Petty. Make sure you check out my station as well. Podcast is the way of the future, so welcome to the future. Even if you do diss Android, that's all right, though. We still got love for you anyway.